Welcome to the Higher Ed Jobs Podcast, Playlist Edition. I'm Andy Hibble, the Chief Operating Officer and one of the co-founders of Higher Ed Jobs.
And I'm Kelly Sherwin, the Director of Editorial Strategy. Today, we're happy to have back Brennan Barnard and Rick Clark. Brennan is the Director of College Counseling and External Affairs at Khan School Network, California. He's also the College Admissions Program Advisor with the Making Caring Common, a project of the Harvard Graduate School of Education, and Director of College Counseling for the College Guidance Network. Rick is the Assistant Vice Provost and Executive Director of Undergraduate Admission at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys, for hopping back on and doing one of our lighthearted episodes, but we feel is important to job search and careers. Working in any job that you're passionate about requires time to refuel and recharge. And for lots of folks, including myself, music has a big part to do with it. So we've put together a Spotify playlist where we've asked our guests who are so inclined to include songs that either can help folks with their job search or are generally good songs to channel day-to-day career choices. And we realize we're recording in early spring with enrollment management professionals. So this might be a particularly delicate time of year to their playlist. So we're very, very interested to hear what you all might be thinking about adding.
Thanks for having us back. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should just go for the Sound of Silence and the Disturbed version. So I'll go first, and Rick, then you can take it from there. But for me, it's really, and this is Brennan, it depends on which day you catch me on. I love the song, the 59th Street song by Simon and Garfunkel, otherwise known as Feeling Groovy. Just this idea of loving life and observing things and being in the moment and focusing on the positive. On the other end of things, and especially as we sometimes look at the reality of our jobs and maybe our political stage, It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM. So it's kind of two opposite ends of the spectrum for me, but I think they are a nice complement to each other.
Brennan, I love the song focusing on the positivity because I think, yes, as higher ed professionals, as parents, whatever, sometimes we do get overwhelmed with stress and getting way ahead of ourselves and not just enjoying today. So taking a pause and just, like you said, observing and taking in the positive. So that's great.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having us back. And for me, number one would be, so my daughter is 13 and her thing is musical theater. So we've actually been to several plays here in the last couple of weeks. We saw Little Mermaid, we saw Mean Girls, and gosh, there's another one that we saw the other night. Anyway, we've been in multiple high schools lately watching musical theater. So I'm going to go with Hamilton, The Room Where It Happens. I think that certainly as it relates to the work that we do in enrollment management and admission, there's a lot of mystery around it. You know, some of those lines around, you know, nobody knows exactly how the game is played or how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. And of course, there's a lot of speculation right now, especially about how that happens and if it's fair and what the ulterior motives are and all of this. But I would say for higher ed professionals in general, I think that, you know, as we look at that song, a little bit of it is our responsibility to explain how and why. And, you know, especially to our colleagues, I mean, one of the problems, in my opinion, about college campuses is that we too easily get siloed. And so we only can speculate about what other people are doing. And sometimes that's pretty inaccurate. And I think the way that we not only internally build bridges and collaborate better is by explaining how and why and when. But then certainly, you know, one of our problems I think we'd all agree on right now is just this skepticism around the value of a college degree and higher ed in the crosshairs of the press and bipartisan, sometimes angst around higher ed. There's no panacea for that, but I do believe one of the ways that we can diminish some of that anxiety is by, again, bringing people into the room a little bit, explaining how and why and when we do what we do. So I think that would be one of my songs.
Wow, I thought you were going to go with The Lion King, so you never cease to
Probably could do that one also. That one comes to mind. And then I think U2, still haven't found what I'm looking for. And again, this idea that as professionals, there's always a, I think what brought us into this role, whether you're a professor, you're in administration, you know, anything involved with higher ed in particular, is a desire to know more, a desire to be better, a desire to kind of like buck the status quo. And that's a good thing. I think you can listen to that song a couple different ways, but I see a lot of hope in it. I see it as, you know, something where it's not frustrating that we haven't found that, but like, that's why you get up every morning. And that's why there's an opportunity, right? And so I think that that's important because again, as I just said, like it's tough working in college environment right now. I mean, you just, everywhere you look, whether it be talking to neighbors, social media articles, I mean, it just seems like everybody's sort of against, quote, us. That doesn't have to be the way it is. And so I do think this idea of like being reminded of what we're doing, where we're going, and that there's a lot of hope in that is really important.
And if anyone out there is looking to comp Rick and me tickets to the show at the Sphere, we're game.
Well, I have bad news. A, I saw the last weekend of the show, and yeah, B, so you won't be able to see anymore. So I guess that's not that bad news.
Bad news,
yeah,
for us.
My husband and I were lucky enough to see that. It was amazing. So good
that's
song
cool.
choice. Looking for more conversations in higher ed? We invite you to join the higher ed military community as we discuss issues, best practices, news, and general trends affecting our institutions and the higher ed military affiliated community. Inspired by the deep commitment to service that veterans and military connected faculty, staff, and leaders have towards the academic community, we at Higher Ed Jobs established Higher Ed Military as a resource for both original and curated news and information, as well as job opportunities from colleges and universities actively recruiting military-connected professionals. Visit us at higheredmilitary.com on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Amazing song choices, but also thematically, you guys have really hit on a lot of themes for both careers in academia as well as job search, which is, I think more than anything else, as responsible professionals, being transparent about whether it's a job posting and what you're looking for in the candidate or what you're looking for from a student who's going to be attending your university, being transparent in the process and what that is, we have to put out there. And then as either a student applying or a candidate applying for a job, taking the institution at its word that if they're transparent and they're putting out there what they want, believe them. And put your best foot forward and control what you can control and channel some feeling groovy or channel I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but have a healthy dose of realism. In both of those processes, there is no control you have on the outcome. You only have control on your input. And the more you can channel that positive side of your input and take people at their word, these processes go better.
Well said.
And in the job search, and Kelly and I both have graduating high school seniors and in the midst of the process with both of them, the more you can stay focused on those things that you can make a difference and understand there's the right opportunity waiting for you if you put your best self forward, that's all you can hope for.
I honestly thought you were going to say, Kelly and I are both in a job search.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Actually, it's kind of fun.
I guess none of us have found what we're looking for.
He was going to tell you about that after interview, Kelly.
I always feel with recording the podcast, like this podcast could be the precursor to both of us needing to do a job search, depending on how we do. So.
Yep. And we actually, I mean, it's interesting. We ground each chapter of our book in a song as well. So it's fitting that you do this. So the beginning of each chapter, there's a verse from a song.
That's a great idea. And real quick, and we're going to put these on the playlist too. Which chapter do each of you think like you really nailed the song and why?
Where'd he go? Where'd Brennan go?
Go get the book? Yes.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not answering that question.
Cheater.
I feel like we hit a couple pretty well, but maybe it's just because I've got you two in my head now, but chapter one was U2 11 o'clock TikTok. And the line is, we thought that we had all the answers. It was the questions we had wrong. And in that chapter, you know, we start with saying just the fundamental question that almost no one asks, especially kids from certain families and certain communities, which is why why am I even going to college? And starting with that question is just so critical, but people sort of try to walk before they crawl and don't ask that question. And so I think we nailed that one, because it's like, it's not like it's the title of the song. It's pretty nuanced, you know, you got to dig for it. But I think we hit that one pretty well.
And I would choose the one that's not as nuanced and is right in the title, but is, again, kind of one of the keys. And it's "Who Are You" by The Who, right? I really want to know, tell me, who are you? And, you know, as students kind of venture into this experience, that's the question they should be asking first and foremost, right? This self-reflection, who are you and what do you want and what are you excited about? And then it's like Rick said, the why and where and what you hope for yourself. But I think so often we kind of skip over that, kind of like, okay, what do I value and what's important to me? And who are we as a family? Who am I as an individual? Who do I want to be in a community? And then let's build from there.
That's great. Yeah. And skipping over that is definitely not recommended. So
yeah,
thank you guys for some great song choices and tying back in your book.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the fun things to do in the book, I mean, I'm glad Brennan brought that up, because it was fun to kind of figure out, okay, what do we want to tie in here? And if people have questions at the end of every chapter too, for discussion between families, and a couple of times we do reference the song, like listen to that and, you know, have that conversation. We got little boxes in there. We've got a pretty wide range of artists.
Yeah, we got Smell Green in there, a little bit of everything.
Which is the title of one of the songs we have in there by Dawes.
That's
a little
right.
bit of everything.
No Journey, though? No Journey?
No, but we do have the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
Oh, which Moody Blues song?
Question.
Yeah, of course.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? Because the truth is hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for. There you go.
I'll tell you what we didn't have in there is Brown Eyed Girl. And part of that is because I remember going into a bar in Savannah and it said like how much it would cost to request for them to play each song. And Brown Eyed Girl was like, there's no amount of money you could pay us to play that song again.
Well, thank you both for coming back. Thank you. I feel like we hit the jackpot today. These were the folks that we needed to ask these questions to. Thanks for really enhancing the playlist. And we look forward to reconnecting with you guys again real soon. And thank you for listening today. And if you have any songs that you really want on the playlist, message us at X at Higher Ed Careers, or please feel free to email us at podcast@higheredjobs.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.